the reader has to be able to, you know, see a picture later of a pig or see a horse or whatever and be able to have that come to mind, that it's like, oh yeah, this was very much like this story I just read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Today on Between the Covers, my guests have been Rosemary Lombard and Beth Lyons, contributors to Writing for Animals, an anthology to inspire and educate, published by Ashland Creek Press. I'm Suzanne LeGrand, and this is KBOO Portland.
Good morning and welcome to Black Book Talk. I'm Patricia Welch, Librarian Emeritus.
And I'm Emma Jackson Ford, Bookwoman. Good morning.
And O.B. Hill, Reflections Mirror Image Books.
And this is a What I'm Reading episode, and we are so pleased to have with us today from the Central Library of Multnomah County, the Public Services Department. Ooh. We have relatively new librarian, Tamika Miles, who hails from Detroit and has been here. Have you been here a year yet?
1 year.
1 year. And Mr. Perry Gardner, who hails from Portland, Oregon,
yes.
And has been here for life, right?
For life.
Okay, so folks, we wanted to introduce you to these two so that when you go down to Central, you will know that there are two folks who are just waiting. They are obviously knowledgeable and just want to welcome you and share their knowledge with you. You were listening to Skylark by the wonderful Aretha Franklin, who joined us in 1942 and left us earlier this year, 2018. And we just wanted to honor the Queen. We really did. If we have some time later on, I'll mention a book that I'm reading about her, an autobiography. But this is just our way to pay in homage to our queen. And now, because we have a whole lot of books here and only in less than 30 minutes, let's get started on what you guys are reading.
Ladies first.
Okay. So... most recently, I read a book, and it's called Take You Wherever You Go. It is written by Kenny Leon. It is a memoir. He is a theater director, and what drew me to the book was the title, Take You Wherever You Go.
Why?
Because to me, that means always be your authentic self. Wherever you go, always be who you are. And that's one of the mantras that I kind of live by. So I picked up the book. It's not a very large book. It's a relatively small book, but it is such a clean read. It's an easy read. It was enjoyable from beginning to end. He talked about where he was born, his parents, his grandparents, his career, things like that. And so if you're not from that world, you wouldn't probably know who he is. But if you are, you know, he's pretty famous in that arena. But I've never heard of him before, but the book was so interesting to me, the way that he told his story. Lots of times when people write biographies, they have a lot of bad things to say about their family or the way they were raised, but he had a way of writing things where you can kind of read in between the lines, but he never said anything bad about his family or about his dad or about his mom. He just told the truth, or about his siblings either. And that was impressive to me. And I just really, really enjoyed the book. And I hope that people will pick it up and read it. I think that people will find that they'll enjoy this book very much.
What was the title again?
It's called Take You Wherever You Go. And it's by Kenny Leon.
What, you said if you were in that world, you would know him. Where might we have heard of him?
Well, he was the director for, I want to say, the live production of The Wiz when it came on television.
Okay.
So he's done that, and he's done some other things as well. He's did a lot. He's been on Broadway and things like that. It says here, his Broadway credentials include the revivals of A Raisin in the Sun, Fences, and Children of a Lesser God. And his recent television work includes episodes of the Dynasty reboot, Steel Magnolias, The Wiz Live, and Hairspray Live. So.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my turn? Okay. So, I'm a little bit more of a storyteller, but this book came to me, Austin Channing Brown, through my wife. She had read the book, and she didn't put it down. She kept telling me, you need to read this book. So she had finished the book, and the book had been sitting for a while, for a couple of days. And she's like, you need to read this book. And so I'm glad I did.
Tell us the name again and the author.
Well, the author's name is Austin Channing Brown, but the name of the book is called I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness is the name of the book. So I finally picked the book up, and when I was reading it, it was just one of those books that I needed to read, and I'm glad I did. I had a lot of great information in it. And one of the things that I loved about the book is she really hits on in her book, she tackles racism in the institutions, the churches, universities, and businesses, and she tackles it in a way that is like really clear. And let me read a little bit from the book about Channing, about the book to you. It says, I'm Still Here is a powerful account of how and why our actions so often fall short of our words. Austin writes in a breathtaking detail about her journey to self-worth and the pitfalls that kill our attempts at racial justice. And the stories that bear witness to the complexity of America's social fabric, from Black Chicago neighborhoods to private schools in the middle class suburbs, from prison walls to the boardrooms at majority white organizations. So that's just a portion of it, but it was a really, really, really good read. And again, she really, really talks to the institutions. So I enjoyed the book.
How long did it take your wife to read it?
My wife is probably a day. Yeah, she's one of those power readers. She knocks through books like it's crazy, like nothing. So, but I'm glad I read this one.
Okay. So I have another book that I read. Sometimes I read popular books that, you know, are heavily advertised. And so I read D.L. Hughley's book, How Not to Get Shot. And it's funny, not funny. You know, you're reading it and you're laughing, but you also know that what's in that book is real. Because he's a comedian, of course it was written in a funny manner, but it has some really true things in it. But it helps you get through that topic, that real topic of police brutality and African Americans getting pulled over and possibly dying because they were pulled over. And so the book is written in a way where it's giving you tips about how not to get shot. But none of it in the end really works, because we all know it never really works. But I enjoyed that book,
right,
because it was really, it was a way for other people to bring that topic up in a way that was kind of non-threatening, I guess you would say, and have other people that may not be aware of these scenarios to really look and see. You know, they might pick it up because, oh, I know D.L. Hughley from the radio show, mm-hmm, or from his TV show. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let me pick up this book and see what it says. But then, you know, when you start reading it, then you kind of have a few aha moments for yourself, for people who are not necessarily experiencing these realities. And I just thought it was, I can't use the word fun, but it was an interesting, entertaining book in its own particular way.
Yeah.
Would it be a book that might be interesting for teenagers?
Definitely so. I think that it's written at a level that's easy for anyone to read, but it's also, I think it will be very timely for younger individuals to read, to understand these are things that are happening. These are not just things that you're seeing on YouTube or on your Instagram. This is real. And really the ways that, you know, these things of how they transpire when you're pulled over and things like that. So I found it to be an interesting read.
Yeah, he really is sharp. I used to just think he was this acerbic comedian. Mm-hmm. But as I've listened to his show and watched him from the Kings of Comedy on, I mean, he does what a good comedian can do. He tells you the truth in a way that's palatable. But D.L. Hughley is very political. When you listen to his show, he is out there. He's going to speak his mind. And there are a lot of things that, you know, he stimulates a whole lot of conversations. So give us the title of that book one more time.
It's called How Not to Get Shot. I agree. He has evolved as a comedian over the years. And now he, you know, takes social justice very seriously. He's joking, but he's not joking. Mm-mm. And so, you know, when you see him on CNN, and he's telling the truth, you know, and he's not afraid to tell the truth in front of whatever audience that will be willing to listen or not listen. And so I think that that's powerful to use your platform in that particular way. You know, people sometimes have these opportunities and don't say a word. And he has taken his platform and has really parlayed it into something that can be helpful. You know, he's very influential on social media. He's always posting stuff every day, all day.
Important stuff.
Important
to our community.
And to other communities as well, because every community needs to be informed about what goes on in our country. And I think that he is using his voice and his platform to do just that.
Okay, and the next book that I'm reading, and you guys forgive me because I chop this lady's name up all the time. Chimamanda Adichie.
Her last name is Adichie.
Adichie, yeah. So the book that I just finished this book. It's called We Should All Be Feminists, and she's a part of what we will be coming. She'll be coming to our town in January.
Right.
Yeah, she'll be here.
For Everybody Reads.
Everybody Reads. Yeah, she'll be.
Right.
Yeah, she's the author for Everybody Reads, and so she has a TED Talk that I haven't watched that I've been told to watch, but this book I read this book in, you know, like 30 minutes. It was a good read, but she just talks about the issues of being a woman, and why she is a feminist and why she was when she was first called a feminist and all the things that she had to deal with in her country of Kenya, with the male dominant society, and just some of her beliefs about it, and just, you know, her desire for equality and not to be seen as an object, but to be seen as a woman who has a mind, who thinks, but she's also a girly girl and likes dresses and things like that. But it was a really good read. I have an 11-year-old daughter that I encouraged to read this book. And I think she could, you know, she would benefit greatly from some of the material in this book, a lot of the material in this book. And I'm excited about her coming to Everybody Reads.
Yes.
Everybody Reads. I'm excited for her coming and getting an opportunity to see her and hopefully, you know, spend some time with her.
What's the Everybody Read? What's the title of that book? It isn't We Should All Be Feminists.
Oh, goodness.
I think it's Americana.
Americana, that's exactly
okay,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. It sounds like your daughter has a feminist dad. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, I want her to be empowered. And I want her to feel like, you know, she can do anything, to remind her that she can do anything. And trust me, she's going to try everything else the boys are doing. And sometimes she shows them up. So I enjoy that.
What about boys about that age?
I think boys should read this book as well. I think it's a great read for young boys matriculating to manhood. And I think, I mean, any book, any black boy, I believe, should read this book. Because we have to educate our young men in how we should be treating our women. And this book is just an introduction to a conversation that we should be having with our boys about how we engage the women in our lives. That's my belief.
Sorry. Do you know how many books she's written?
Oh, I'm sorry. I only know of two,
That's all I know.
Too. I know it's three because they're gonna have two. Everybody reads one for the teens and one for the adults.
So this one is for the teens. We should all be feminists. It's
was that
for teens?
Okay.
And then the Americana is geared toward the adult audience.
Okay. But of course, all of the Everybody Reads information will be on our MCL website, of course. So if you're interested in learning more about Everybody Reads, please go to mcl.com and you will find all of the information that you need about that. We are very excited to be a part of Everybody Reads and are looking forward to participating fully with Everybody Reads.
And MCL being Multnomah County Library.
Yes. Yeah. I've fallen into the acronym hole that I fought so hard not to fall in. Multnomah County Library.
It's inevitable.
Now, the Multnomah County Library, how many libraries are in that system? I have here before me the St. John's Library, a printout of the monthly activities, and I pick one of these up religiously every month, and it has a lot of good information.
Yes, we have 19 libraries system-wide, so in all of the communities all the way to east to Gresham. So I'm sure you can find one in your community, of course. Our library is very progressive, and I also would like to say that if we don't have your book, we can put it on hold for you. It can get sent to whatever library you would like to pick it up. So
and
if you're down,
we have e-books.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you are at Central and you see a book, but we don't have it, you can. But you live near St. John Library, we can put it on hold and have it sent to St. John Library for you.
Or even have a chance for you to suggest a purchase if you want to get. If we don't have it in our catalog,
absolutely,
you can suggest a purchase. And hopefully we'll be able to get that book for you.
Absolutely, that is. And so we do have a large ebook selection, large audiobook selection, pretty much anything that you might like. And of course you can always, if you don't know what you want to read, go up to the desk and just ask anyone, hey, what do you suggest as a good book? And I'm sure they'll tell you. My favorites are biographies and autobiographies, but other people like science fiction, whatever you like, we have, and our staff and members of our library will be able to tell you and help you. We're always happy to have people come in and ask us for reading suggestions at any time. So please come down to your local library. It's here for you, and we would love for you to use the library at any time that you have an opportunity.
And also I'd like to add that you can check out a book if you check out a book from North Portland, right? And you can return it to any library in the system. So, say for instance, you pick up your book at North Portland, you can go drop it off at the St. John's branch if you need to, because we're all one system. So you can check out, and if the book is not at your location, let's say for instance your neighborhood library, oftentimes we can check our system and we grab it from different branches and have it sent over.
And for those of us who can't get around as much as we used to, there are services for people, delivery services, a box of books you can have delivered to your house, and other things that people have been making me aware of.
Absolutely. We are all about community and all about serving our community. And in any way possible, we do lots of outreach. Sometimes we are at all types of festivals. This year we were at Pan-African Festival. We were at
Good in the Hood. We did a Juneteenth.
And we're at all other festivals and outreach events as well. So we are always in the community trying to let people know that these services do exist and we want you to use them as much as possible.
Yeah, and we want the library to be a part of like people's daily flow. You know how you go to the store and you grab something that you go by the library and grab your stack of books that you need for the week or for the month. So, and because books is such a big deal in my life and they have always been a big deal in my life, I'm always going to advocate for that. And as Tamika was saying, we all the festivals and things, outreach opportunities that we've taken advantage of. Right now, we're doing some strong strategic planning, getting ready for the 2019 year, and also we're doing planning for 2020, because we really want to engage our community and invite our community to be a part of, to utilize their local libraries.
What if there was an organization and they had, say, you know, the groups have monthly meetings and they try to bring in guest speakers? Can somebody contact you all, one of you, or, you know, the library, and ask that somebody come out and just bring them up to date on what's new at the library? Is that possible?
It's possible.
Okay, and also, I know I just heard about this new service that I am excited about. Canopy starts, it's like K-A-N-O-P.
Yes, we have
all
Canopy.
All these films?
Yes.
So is that, oh, now that's live? Oh, I'm sorry, is that live or is that
It is live. Soon? No, it's live. You can utilize it. You can use all these things just with your library card. You don't have to pay any money for these things. You can just go right to the website. That's what Overdrive, which are our audio books and our ebooks. We also have magazines that you can read online. So I prefer to have it in my hand, but some people prefer, if I'm on the train, I can just pull up a magazine on my phone and read it. But Canopy is live, and it I don't know all of the exact details of how many things you can take out per month.
You can go to the website and learn about that.
Absolutely, and that's, you can download movies and documentaries and things like that.
If you
don't
want to go to the website, go in the library. But now we're all hyped up, but you know, we still got some more books here that you have to talk about. So what else? What else are people going to want to go into the library and read?
Well, I have one for, I usually don't read teen books, but sometimes I'll venture off. And so I read this one book. It's called Monday's Not Coming. And I didn't know what this book was going to be about when I started reading it, but it was about two young girls that were very good friends. And one friend went off to her grandma's house for the summer, returned back, and couldn't find her friend. Her friend's name was Monday. And Monday didn't show up to school, and she was looking for Monday, and she could not find Monday. But no one was really paying attention. The school wasn't really paying attention that she wasn't there. She would go over to the parent's house. The parent would say she's with her dad or someplace else. And it had I won't give it away. I would like for you to read it. I will not tell you. No, you are going to have to read it yourself. What happened to Monday? But it was.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's how these two always are. They've been kind of polite, but the real relationship is now coming out.
Read it yourself. But the book.
That's why I took your book.
That's why I'm about to talk about that book in just 1 minute. But I would encourage people to read it. It's not one of those happy feel-good books. You're going to be kind of shocked at the ending. But I was also pleased that this particular book was written at a very high level. And so sometimes people think that teen books are fluff or whatever. They might sometimes have a preconceived notion about what teen books are. But this book was not fluff, and it was a good read. I would recommend it for adults. I would recommend it for teenagers as well. And it was a really good book. So Monday's Not Coming was a really interesting book, and I would recommend that book as well.
Who wrote it?
Oh, let me see. I should have had that. Really? Okay. You just be ready,
be
when
nice.
It's your turn. Tiffany Jackson wrote Monday's Not Coming.
Thank you.
Finally. So for me, I've often thought about some of the books that I, or authors that I needed to read that I hadn't read yet. So I have a couple books that are in my queue that I'm going to be reading over the next couple weeks, couple months. Ernest J. Gaines, I've never read any of his books, sadly. I can confess it.
A Lesson Before Dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've never read his book. So I have this book, The Tragedy of Brady Sims, a novel. So that's in my queue to knock out. I've been reading portions of this. I can only digest a little because I need to think about a lot of what he is saying in this book that I'm about to tell you about. It's called Tears We Cannot Stop by Michael Eric Dyson. This is my guy. I love this dude. And it's a sermon to white America. And so I've been, you know, tackling it week by week as if it's a sermon. And so I can give some time to reflect and think about what he is saying. So this is another book that I'm reading. And here's the book that... Tamika was talking about that she said that I
stole it. I stole it from me.
Poached it.
Poached it. The book is called An American Marriage by Tahiri Jones. She was just here recently at Reed College.
Really?
Yeah, she was.
She's a part of the literary.
She will be back.
She's coming back. But she was just recently here, and this is a book that Tamika said that I want to give you that I needed to read. My wife also said that it was an incredible read.
So I'm gonna
read it. And there's I can't even tell you there's like a myriad, a host, of, you know, just a plethora of books that I want to get through. But also part of my reading is I read a lot of periodicals and articles, because sometimes I don't have the time to sit down and tackle a whole book, but I want to be well informed, so I read sometimes periodicals and articles about subjects that matter to me and to the library and just things that I'm interested in.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
Which book?
Oh, this is the one that's on your to-read list?
This is it.
It's the tragedy.
Oh no, the author who's coming in the Arts and Lecture series.
Oh,
Tahiri Jones. Yeah. I'll take over because you don't know. You didn't even read the book.
I said that I wanted to read it.
But I read it. Okay. You didn't
go
read
on,
it.
Go on, Tamika. Tell us about it. He opened the door and you just walk on through that door. Go on, girl. Walk on through that door.
An American Marriage by Tahiri Jones was an Oprah pick. And so I knew right then that when Oprah puts her stamp on something, it's going to be pretty good. So I immediately got the book. I saw her on CBS this morning, and I was like, oh, let me get the book. So when I got the book, I started reading the book, and it's about a young couple who met in college, gets married. He has a pretty well-to-do job, a career, I would say, and she is an artist, and she likes to make these dolls, and he's encouraging her to start her own business with making these dolls. Well, they go on a visit to see his parents, and on the way back, he's accused of a crime, as I don't want to give away too much. And so there begins the story of what happens after he's accused of this crime and what happens to their marriage based on him being accused of this crime. And the read is just, it has you kind of like on the edge of your seat as you're reading the book, because it's going back and forth and back and forth. And when it gets towards the end, you're like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Oh, I know what's going to happen. Or, oh, I wish this would happen. And so that book is an awesome book. This book is still very, very popular right now.
How many holds does it have? It actually has
170 holds on it right now. But it's also a lucky day. So lucky day books in our library means that you can walk in our library and it may be on the shelves and you can take it out and not renew it and you can get it for 3 weeks. So be on the lookout for this book in your library, An American Marriage, and still put it on hold. It'll get back to you. It's an awesome read.
I think Patricia told me she read it in one night.
I think I missed my train stop because I was reading the book and I looked up and I was past my stop. So it's that good.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have a ton of books and suggestions of items that are in the Multnomah County Library suggestion. I want to mention one thing. There's some books that are not in the Multnomah County Library collection, but you can still go into the library and ask them to borrow a book from someplace else. Yeah. The book that I don't have time to tell you about, but I'm reading, is Aretha From These Roots. It is a book that was published in 1999 and she wrote it with David Ritz. And when you read it, there's some things in there, and you know this is like pure Riri. It's something that she says about Gladys Knight. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is too cold. I know she said it so nicely. But I'm just saying, along with everything else, if you want a book and it's not in our county collection, then you just go and let them find it for someplace else. Tamika, oh my gosh. And, oh God, excuse me, I blanked out on you, Perry, for just a second. Tamika and Perry, thank you for joining us. I was going to call you somebody else's name. But anyway, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
This is Patricia Wellsay, and good reading to you. See you next month.
And I just want to echo her thank you, thank you, thank you. Emma Jackson Ford, Bookwoman. I will see you in November.
And O.B. Hill for Black Book Talk. Y'all have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.
Where my heart
can go journeying. Over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenade in the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find but my heart is riding on your wings. You see them anywhere. Won't you lead me there?
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Portland 5 Center for the Arts. Presenting the Soweto Gospel Choir, Wednesday, October 17th at Arlene.